chicken, fry it up in a pan, and never let you forget who I am, 'cause I'm a woman, W-O-M-A-N. I'll say it again, 'cause I'm a woman, W-O-M-A-N. Welcome to Word of Mom Radio. I just got kicked off.
Good afternoon, Lucille, and I'm so excited that you are here with us on Word of Mom Radio. Before we start, you know, they say that being a mom, it's the toughest job you'll ever love. And I always say the job of mom just never ends. It goes on and on. It doesn't matter that your children are grown and gone. And couple that with the fact that you are mom to probably one of the most recognized NBA players, Shaquille O'Neal. What was that like for you? And what was he like? What was it like, you know, inspiring him and encouraging him and watching him, you know, throughout the years?
I must say that Shaquille is a little bit different from a lot of young people that I know, but to be his mother, I am so honored and I'm so very, very proud of him. He's my oldest child. I have three other children, but he is a leader in our family as well as a leader on and off the basketball court and a leader in the community. And when I think about Shaquille, I see him a little bit different from the way you see him because I'm his mother and he's still my baby. And like you said, it doesn't matter how old or how big he gets, he's still my baby. But I'm so proud of the man that he is. And I can remember back some of the times he used to come home from school when just being different wasn't fashionable or wasn't popular, and I could do everything I could to encourage him, to keep him from crying some days because children laughed at him because he was so big. And I tell you, I'm just the mother that encourages, and I love to do that, and I'm so happy and so proud to be a mother today.
Well, and you know, as a mom who's encouraging, I mean, here you are, you know, with the Boys and Girls Club of America, coupled with University of Phoenix, and now you're recognizing these three exceptional women as this year's most inspirational moms. And I love that you have taken that outside of your family to now encourage young women, you know, that are out there as single moms for whatever reason, the three different women that we're going to be sharing today, you know, have had their own challenges. And how did you become part of this Inspirational Mom program?
I have been a longtime supporter of the Boys and Girls Club. I attended it when it was only a boys' club many years ago. And then my son and my other children came through the ranks of the Boys and Girls Club. So for many years I have wanted to help and just wanted to give back to community. But I'm a mother and I love children. And a lot of times children, it doesn't matter whether it's your child or it's mine, when you can give an encouraging word, that's what we should do as people. And I'm so proud of the moms that are the recipients of the University of Phoenix full tuition paid scholarship because I was one of those moms that put my dreams on hold and went back to school later on. And as mothers, we do for our children and our families first, and we put our dreams on hold and try to catch up with them later. And sometimes later never comes for a lot of people, but for these deserving women, they have been through challenges, they have obstacles in their life, and they're still trying to make it. But for this Family Plus program, I'm happy to be a part of it because I'm a witness to a lot of the things that the families go through.
Well, you know, for some people, obstacles are stepping stones. You know, for some people, they're walls. For others, they're stepping stones, and that's what it honors me here on Word of Mom Radio to be able to share women and empower women with the support of other women. I think that's a lot of times where women fall down is that we don't stand up and encourage each other. And so I love that you are doing this. And, you know, hearing you say as a mom, you know, as a mom, they're all our children. It doesn't matter whose child
right.
it is, you know. And
right.
for me, you know, I mean, I have the business that I started with Safety First Bags and trying to keep guns and kids out of schools because as a mom, I can't imagine what it is for a mom to kiss their child goodbye and have them not come home, you know. So as women and as mothers, I think it is so important that we embrace each other and do the things that we can do to not only encourage and empower them, but to show their children that it's never too late. I was a returning education student. I went to school as I was having my kids, you know, at 28 years old. And things, and so I love that. And, oh, by the way, you know, congratulations on Shaq continuing his education. I think that is such an inspirational thing to have somebody as successful as he is to realize that, you know, making money is one thing, keeping money is what makes you, is because of your brains. And at his age, going back, you must be so proud.
I'm very proud of him because I realized the lessons that we were teaching him at home. It was education first. And Shaquille has always been a student athlete. And I don't know if the world knows that, but the student part of his career, when he got to maybe college level, he didn't make that an announcement. He wanted to finish. He promised me he would finish one level, but for him to go farther, he has a master's and a doctorate. He did that for Shaquille. He didn't necessarily do that for me. And I tell young people, the education that you receive is for you. You don't have to do it to try to impress nobody, but it's such a reward because you work to earn it. And I tell the young moms, get that if you can. If the opportunity ever presents itself, get an education. There's nothing wrong with that. And maybe everybody's not a student, but we are all in the business of learning. We learn something new every day. We've heard it said so many times, and that is a fact, and it is surely true. So if education comes your way, by all means, get it.
I so agree with you. And, again, you know, you may not want to take credit, but I'm going to give you some credit because you've instilled that in your son and in all of your children, that education is such an important thing at any time of your life. And it doesn't matter. It doesn't matter. You know, I mean, I have three kids, one who's in school right now, one who finished his associates and is working until his girlfriend gets her degree. So then they can get married and he can get his degree because it'll mess up her student loan.
Mm-hmm.
You know, I mean, so at any time in your life, you're never too old to learn. And I love this Inspirational Moms program. And give us a little background behind the program and the three women that we're going to get to meet two of them today. But, you know, share a little information on how they were selected and what they're going to receive.
Well, the Boys and Girls Club instituted a search last year for the national most inspirational mom. And out of all the essays they received and all the information they received about candidates, the national search was narrowed down to 15 finalists. And out of the 15, these three women were selected from that group based on their personal stories. And I believe that these women have stories much like some of the other moms out there. But these three moms will be receiving a full tuition scholarship from the University of Phoenix, like I said, because they have partnered with the Boys and Girls Club. And these women can continue to get a master's degree or even an undergraduate degree program online or even at a local campus. And I am so excited for these moms because I went back to school later in life. I'm a graduate of Bethune-Cookman University and also a graduate of University of Phoenix. And I tell you, I am so excited, and my children encourage me. And you don't do this alone. You do this with a nice support group, family, friends, and even the instructors that you meet at the university. They're so very, very helpful. And I tell you, I'm just happy for these three young women.
I am too. And how exciting for them as moms to get to show their children. You know, again, it's so important. What we model for our kids is what, you know, is the impetus to them in their life, realizing that no matter what, like I said earlier, obstacles just become stepping stones for some people. For some people, they're the obstacle, and that's it. They get beyond it.
Mm-hmm.
You know, obviously, these women have taken those obstacles and paved an amazing path. And how exciting that the Boys and Girls Club of America and University of Phoenix is recognizing their efforts. And they have been so excited that you are part of this. And I just thank you so much for coming and sharing today. What would you like to leave us with as we bring these other women in? You know, give us some last inspiration.
Well, I would love to say Happy Mother's Day to you and all of your listeners also. And I want to tell the women to just be encouraged and stay determined and realize that in our lives, it is never, ever too late for a new beginning. We run into challenges and we run into obstacles, and we should not let them stop us. We should continue to go forward with our heads up, believing that there is a greater, greater outcome. And I want to just give you the address to the website so that your listeners can go to find more information. It is bgca.org/withinreach, and that's a resource for parents, and it even has a career assessment tool for some of us that don't know what we want to do. But it is great information on the website, and I tell you, it's going to be a great day, and future looks bright for a whole lot of us, and the recipients of this great tuition, I want them to take advantage of it and go forward and use the time and continue their efforts so that they can receive the degrees that they are pursuing.
Well, amen to that, and thank you so much. Happy Mother's Day to you too, Lucille, and thank you so much for being here with us today on Word of Mom Radio.
Thanks.
I hope as you continue on with the things that you do that you will come back and keep sharing with our listeners and keep inspiring women out there and letting them know that it's never too late. So, again, happy Mother's Day.
Thank you very much.
And thanks
so
much for being here. Bye-bye.
Thank you. Have a good day. Bye-bye.
You too.
Wow. You know, what an honor to have Lucille O'Neill here. And we're going to take a quick break to thank our sponsors today here on Word of Mom Radio.
Hi, this is Ms. Kimya, mompreneur and proud sponsor of Word of Mom Radio. I'm a marketing strategist and social media manager at Fisco Marketing, spelled P-H-I-S-C-O. Fisco Marketing is a marketing consulting firm, and we facilitate the growth of small businesses through conventional standard marketing techniques merged with today's latest social media tactics. We provide branding, social media management, event, and content marketing for businesses in search of real, practical-based solutions and ready to manifest exponential growth. If you're lost in a digital space, Fisco Marketing will lead you through the social media terrain with a strategy to build engagement and drive results. For more information on our services, please visit FiscoMarketing.com. Here you will find a blog chock full of do-it-yourself information on all things related to marketing, social media, and the business of being an entrepreneur. Revitalize your marketing strategy and remain head over heels in love with your business. Stop by and say hello at FiscoMarketing.com.
Hi, we are back here on Word of Mom Radio. Linda, Megan, are you with us?
I am here.
Hi.
As am I.
Oh, great. You know what? Technology is so amazing. So sorry about the fact that you guys were in the studio. I couldn't get online. And you got to love technology when it works, you know? When it doesn't, it's a very hair-raising thing. But, you know, you get to kind of just go with the flow. I just want to give everybody a little background about the contest that you won and a little info on you guys. The search was conducted by the Boys and Girls Club of America and the University of Phoenix. And all three of these moms are going to receive full tuition scholarships to pursue undergraduate or master's degree at the University of Phoenix. And the scholarship program was designed to promote the culture of family achievement and raise awareness at how the University of Phoenix and Boys and Girls Club are creating great futures for parents and youth. And after a nationwide search, these three devoted moms have been selected as this year's most inspirational moms, mothers who are doing extraordinary things while inspiring their families as role models, especially when it comes to education and leadership. And we were just listening to Lucille O'Neill, who's the mother of NBA All-Star Shaquille O'Neill and an alumna of the Boys and Girls Clubs and the University of Phoenix. And she's helped find and inspire these moms with this full undergraduate or master's degree on this full scholarship. Three women we're going to get the chance to meet today. We have Linda, who's the mom of a 14-year-old girl, an 11-year-old girl, and a 10-year-old from Houston.
She's the survivor of child and domestic abuse and rape, who has an autistic son and a daughter with ADD. She's pursuing her MS in psychology with a concentration in behavioral health so she can work with children to help them express themselves in a positive, productive way and not worry about peer pressure or any self-worth issues regarding and related to their body image, handicaps, or being different in any way. And Megan is also here. She's 27 and a mom from Utah. She has a one-year-old and a seven-year-old stepson and has lifelong dreams of starting her own business. She hopes a BA in business with a concentration in small business management and entrepreneurship from the University of Phoenix can set her on her journey, provide employment for others, and improve the lives, promote growth, positive impact for future generations. And Shannon is the other winner who couldn't be here with us today. She's the mother of an 8-year-old from South Dakota who lost her husband 5 years ago. She's hoping a BS in psychology will help others cope with personal challenges, and she hopes to help widows and widowers connect with counselors who've also lost a spouse to help them work through their grief and discuss their concerns with someone who's experienced similar feelings. So what wonderful backgrounds you all have, and welcome to Word of Mom Radio. Let's, you know, Linda, let's start with you and take us on your journey of how you became part of this.
So I actually already had 112 hours towards a marketing degree, and I was out of work. I was doing my charity work because I truly believe in giving back, and I started thinking about going back to school while I was going through this, and I contacted the University of Phoenix and spoke with one of their counselors, kind of explained my situation, why I had stopped going after the last hurricane we had here in Texas. And the suggestion was made to go ahead and try for the scholarship that they had heard about. And so I did. And, of course, you never think that it's going to happen. It's never going to happen for me. And lo and behold, it did. And I know that I share the initial and still the continued shock that that Shannon and Megan feel as well, because we still just can't believe this has happened for us and our families in the next generation. And so it's truly an amazing experience. But they basically told me about it. I went online. I applied for it. I submitted the required preparatory work. It was a couple of different essays. And it kind of talked about who I was, where I came from, what some of the issues were that I had run into, and what had stopped me from going to school. And so I filled that out, and then I thought, oh, well, you know, this was good. This was therapeutic. And I submitted them, and then all of a sudden I get this phone call that says that I was one of the top 15 finalists. And I was just ecstatic that I had made it that far, and I thought, God, my words meant something. So maybe this is going to happen. And then they said, well, we're not going to know anything for a while, so just hold tight, and we'll let you know if you're advancing. And so they called me, and I still remember getting the call and just thinking about that Sally Field moment. They love me, and it's amazing because this is just for me being who I am. So this is one of those times in life where you're truly appreciated for the value that you bring into just existing. So it was huge. My kids were all excited about it. And, you know, as you had said before, I have two special needs children, and I just adopted my 14-year-old daughter. So this is all very new. But my kids know they have to get an education. I am very, very huge on that. And so being the recipient of this award has allowed me to overcome the challenge of not being able to afford to go back to school. And it's also reinforcing the fact that it's never too late, and it's allowing my kids to actually see me go to school and gain something and become that mentor to them and the person that's truly walking that walk and not just telling them that they need to do it. It's actually doing it. So I think that it's a great example. I think that it's an amazing opportunity, and I'm just thankful and blessed.
Well, good for you. And I mean, how exciting. And I agree with you. It is such a wonderful to show your children that you can go to school at any age. It doesn't matter. It doesn't matter if you're the youngest kid in the class or the oldest one in the class. It's immaterial. You can continue. Education is a lifelong process. And with that, I want to bring in Megan. Megan, hi. This is Dory. Welcome to Word of Mom Radio.
Thank you so much for having me.
Oh, you are so welcome. So let us learn a little bit about your journey.
Oh, goodness. I was born in Forsyth, Missouri, and had a single dad raising kids on his own, and I attended Boys and Girls Club every day after school and all day during the summer, and it was a real lifeline for me. When I was 12, I made the difficult decision to move in with my mom, Clear, in Utah, and when I got there, realized we didn't have a Boys and Girls Club, and that was pretty devastating for a 12-year-old. But I grew up there, and I love Price, Utah. It's a small community of only about 10,000, but the closeness there is really comforting. But there's not a whole lot for kids to do, not a lot for teenagers. And I saw too many of my friends go down the wrong road, you know, follow the negative influences, and I lost quite a few of them. I always told myself that I'd do something about it. And when I was 21, 6 years ago, it's hard to believe, I started the movement to open a Boys and Girls Club. And that's exactly what we've done. It's taken a lot of hard work, but we finally have our own facility, and attendance is increasing all the time. And it's just been a spectacular journey to get from where I was struggling to where I am now. And, you know, all moms wear several hats, of course, and I'm no exception. I do quite a few things for the community, just like Linda there, and I'm the Price City Parade Coordinator. I work with the community theater. There's just so many things that now, thankfully, I have a very patient and supportive husband and my two wonderful kids. As you mentioned, I've got my stepson and my baby daughter. And it's incredible to be able to pass on these things to them and create these experiences and opportunities for them. And most importantly, what's exciting about this whole contest is showing not only my kids, but the kids in the community that it doesn't matter where you're from or how small your town is, that if you work hard and you set these goals for yourself and above all believe in yourself, that these opportunities are out there. And I'm so excited to go back to college and start school. And I just never thought college was in the cards for me, that I couldn't afford it, or I just wasn't one of those kids. So to be able to do it now and truly value my education as I didn't as a child, it's a thrilling experience. And I'm so grateful to the Boys and Girls Club and the University of Phoenix for what they're enabling me to do. And I am going into business. I'm getting my degree in business management with a concentration in finance so I can open some businesses in my community that's going to provide some jobs. And the first one's a fun center for the kids there. I think they're going to be really excited to have that and a few other things as I go down. But it's just going to be a wonderful, wonderful experience, and I'm so grateful.
I think that's so good for both of you. Really good for both of you that, you know, it's funny. I didn't go back to school until I was 27, Megan. That's when I got married. And I had always decided, I was doing theater professionally. Once I started a family, that's when I would go back to college. Got pregnant 4 months after I got married and enrolled in 18 credits and finished school with a 3.93 GPA with three babies. You know, I was pregnant through each one, and, you know, at one point didn't sit behind the desk anymore, and it was invariably the skinniest girl in the class. It would be like, that they had to move the desk and put the chair there and stuff, you know, but I look at my kids, and my daughter is finishing her associate's degree and then moving to California for a year to build geodesic homes and then continue her education there. And I'm just like, good, go, because I know that she will continue. And I'm a huge proponent. It's an amazing thing. When you go back to college as an adult, you have a completely different appreciation as opposed to just coming right out of high school. You know, taking some time off and going back, that value that you see in that education is remarkable. And I applaud both of you. And I'm so sorry that Shannon can't be here, but we all understand the life of a mom. That's why you're on the Mompreneur Model Show. Believe me, you know, we work around so many different things trying to build our business and raise our families. And what you are giving your kids, the foundation that you are providing them, is remarkable. And I would love to invite you guys back separately as you move along in your journey so you can let us know what is happening and actually have you on for a full show. We're just doing a really quick 30-minute show today because you guys are just scheduled all over the place. So I'm really glad that, you know, you guys were able to come here today and share this, and I am so excited for you. And, you know, Linda, I want to ask you, and then Shannon, you can answer after. Do you find the biggest challenge that you are facing right now with the kids and school? You know, where is the juggling act coming in?
And actually, it cut out, so I couldn't hear what you had said. I'm so sorry.
Oh, I was asking where the juggling act is coming in now and how you're handling the whole thing of school, kids, and everything else.
It's been a little bit crazy. This has been a real whirlwind of stuff of sorts, but I actually started back to school on Tuesday. So this is my first week back, and it's so exciting because I'm getting to learn or relearn the whole process again. But the kids are really excited for me. Of course, they're like, Mom, come and spend time with us, and then you could do that after we go to bed. So we're learning where we're going to get our snippets of time, but they definitely see the value in it, and they kind of peek into my office, and they're like, Mom, are you doing your homework? Which is really funny to hear that because I've been saying that for years to them. It's always when they come home from school, it's homework first, chores second, and then you can play. So they're like, Mom, are you doing your schoolwork? Which was really funny yesterday. And that came from my autistic son. So having it come from him, it was even more so a funny moment. But we're figuring it out as we go, as life happens, and it continues to unfold. It's just this process we're going to have to work through. So I'm excited, though. What a great experience.
It is. And it's a great, as I said before, it's a great model to show your children. That
absolutely.
It doesn't matter. You can. Your education is a lifelong process. So, Megan, what are you finding in that juggling act that you're going through now?
Oh, it's been years of juggling through the different activities that I'm involved in. But it's so funny to see how supportive my family truly is, and the different perspectives you get. Like my baby, of course, she isn't very tolerant of sharing me with the computer. So my sweet husband steps in and takes over when needed. And my 7-year-old son, he offers his desk, his homework desk to me, which is very sweet. But it's just so much fun. It really is. And being able to handle these things and juggle, as you said, it's definitely going to be challenging, but in the end, it's going to be so worth it, and I'm thrilled that I can give this type of example to them, showing how important that hard work and your education is, and if it rubs off on them, then all the better.
Well, we have an abbreviated show today because you ladies are scheduled in so many places publicizing, you know, these awards and what the Boys and Girls Club of America is doing in the University of Phoenix. And I just thank you so much for being here. Did I just get knocked off?
No.
Unbelievable. You know, you got to love technology.
We're so dependent on it, aren't we?
Yes, we are. Can you hear me?
I can hear you.
Oh, good. I'm serious. I have two different phones going here. You have no idea. It's no joke. I'm a mompreneur from way back. My kids are now 26, 24, and 21. As a matter of fact, my 24-year-old just called to let me know that he and his girlfriend, they're buying a house, and they were approved. So it's a really exciting thing. I know. How exciting
that
is that?
Great.
It really is. But ladies, I am so thankful that you were here today, and I really would love to invite you back as you go on with your education, as you start building your businesses, and I would love for you to come back and share with us here on Word of Mom Radio the progress and everything else that's happening. So please keep in touch,
and let us know what's happening. For those of you tuning in, we're here on Word of Mom Radio. We're signing off on an abbreviated show today. So thank you, ladies, so much for being here. For all of you tuning in, we appreciate it, and you just go out and create a marvelous you. So bye for now.